This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, September 24. Signs of Hope. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 4. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Sometimes I worship with a congregation in a maximum security prison. The good news of God's grace moves powerfully and deep in that congregation. The worship often includes testimonies of changed lives. The preaching hits straight to the heart, mixing humor with seriousness. The singing is passionate, even boisterous, led by the musically skilled jailhouse band. Worshippers from every race come together in unity to pray, praise, and be ministered to. These verses from Luke 4 remind me of that community. And while many of the worshippers there have life sentences, as I think about Jesus' words to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, I realize that these worshipers are truly free. Their eyes shine with gratitude. Their voices let loose in praise. Their hands reach out to one another in tangible expressions of the communion of saints. Every worship service ends with the community forming a large circle, holding hands and singing. My friends, may you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. To God be the glory. Pondering why the worship blessings there are so rich, I'm drawn to the phrase, "Proclaim the year of our Lord's favor." I realize how easily I like worship to match my favor, and I've learned that the saints in that prison are my role models for worship, for living out Jesus' declaration of free, new life. Thank you, brothers. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for proclaiming the Lord's favor and for the free, new life it brings. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.